Today is Monday, December 17th, 2018. My name is Ken Thompson. Happy holidays. My friend, Ms. Jessie Latson, is going to give our invocation, then we'll salute the flag and start the meeting.
All wise and heavenly Father, we just thank you for another day, for a busy day that we were able to get through and now to come and take care of the business at hand. We thank you for everyone that has fought their way out, and we thank you for traveling mercy that we can get this ball rolling and get everything ready for the new year. And we hear, dear Lord, that you have not thought it robbery, but to leave us with our families for another holiday for the birth of your son. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, everybody had a chance to review the consent agenda. Does anyone have anything to add?
I do not.
No. Mr. Brinson?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I don't have anything to add. Okay. No.
I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and properly seconded that we approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Who do we have first? We have anybody on public comments?
Would anyone like to sign up to make public comments before the Board of Commissioners? We have no one signed up for public comments, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So first up we have Ms. Green with Solid Waste. Good evening.
Thank you for letting me get before you. I'm requesting the board to approve to advertise and fill a vacant equipment operator's position.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve Ms. Porter's request to advertise and fill a vacant equipment operator position at the Solid Waste Department. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, ma'am.
And next up we have Mr. Bob Houston or Houston?
Houston.
That's what I thought. Our new Emergency Services Director.
Good evening. I'm here today to come before you to ask for a reclassification in our department to reclassify the Emergency Management Safety Officer to a Deputy Director of Emergency Services position. And in doing that, we'll need to reclassify the Fire Marshal's position to a Deputy Fire Marshal's position.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we reclassify the Emergency Management Coordinator Safety Officer position to Deputy Director of Emergency Services / Fire Marshal at grade 75. An additional salary increase upon level 3 certification to grade 75. Make sure that's right. Or do I have that backwards?
It'll be a move inside that step, yes, sir.
Okay.
Or inside that grade.
Any discussion?
Yeah. Can you explain to us why you changed the...
As most of you know, our current Fire Marshal, Mr. Deaver, is retiring at the end of the year, so therefore we had to look at what we were going to do. One of the reasons that we wanted to move forward with it, due to North Carolina General Statute, we had to have a named Fire Marshal. When we approached Mr. Barwick about it, we talked to him, we decided what we were going to look forward to as far as moving forward with the plan and our department. And we thought it'd be best to combine those two and bring on a deputy fire marshal to help the workload of inspections so that we can get two people doing inspections for the county. And then that will also help streamline the process throughout the county as far as the workflow goes in emergency management and fire marshal, because they closely mirror each other. So therefore we can get a greater workflow and efficiency on that.
This does fall in the current budget, correct?
Yes, sir. There will be no, there would be no need for any budget amendments or anything like that. No, sir.
I'm good with that.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And I also need to make a request to fill that deputy fire marshal's position.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we allow Mr. Houston to fill that position. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Next up, we have James Wolf with Economic Development.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm just here tonight to pass on some information on a change in the state's tier structure that will take effect at the first of the year. As I'm sure you know, the state is divided into three tiers for economic development purposes, with Tier 1 being the most distressed counties and Tier 3 being the least distressed counties. There are 40 Tier 1 counties, 42 Tier 2 counties, and 20 Tier 3 counties. And at the first of the year, Duplin County is changing from a Tier 2 county down to a Tier 1 county. And the main reason for that is they have eliminated one of the criteria for determining what tier a county falls into. In the past, the state required that all counties that have a population of less than 50,000 be categorized as a Tier 1. That requirement is going away. And so that is shifting a lot of counties around. So Duplin County is going from a Tier 2 to a Tier 1 simply because of that change in formula. So what that means for Duplin County is when we're looking at state incentives and state grants, we're eligible for the most amount of money now that we're Tier 1. So that'll actually be a good thing for us when we're competing with other parts of the state for projects or even other states. Now we're entitled to a larger incentive or grant structure from the state of North Carolina. And there are also some other grants and other organizations that use the tier structure to determine funding or level of grants and things like that. So basically being a Tier 1, it'll open up Duplin County for the most amount of assistance that's possible from the programs that use the tier system. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware that we're going from a Tier 2 to a Tier 1, but also understand the reasoning is not necessarily because of a change in Duplin County's economy, but a change in how the state is formulating, you know, what county falls into what tier. So I just want to let you know that and answer any questions that you might have about the tier structure.
So you said that Duplin County changed from 1 to 2?
No, ma'am, from 2 to 1. Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Who set that up?
The state legislature.
That means what? Less money?
No, ma'am.
More money.
More?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was reading where it said Duplin was one, and I was surprised that Goldsboro was on that list. They had a list from one.
Yeah, there are a lot of counties in our area that are moving to a Tier 1, including Sampson, Wayne, Wilson,
yeah,
and Cumberland. So some of our neighbors are in the same situation,
yeah,
as us.
Okay. That means I got to pray harder, right?
Yeah. Well, or just give us more opportunity, hopefully.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Ms. Angie Quinn with Soil and Water Conservation.
Good evening.
Good evening.
David Batts resigned from our Watershed Commission board effective October 2018, and Harvey Lee Kennedy was recommended by our board and Watershed Commission to fill his unexpired term, and I would like to request that you appoint Harvey Lee Kennedy to our Watershed Commission board.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we appoint Harvey Lee Kennedy as a member of the Duplin County Watershed Improvement Board. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Okay. My second item, as you're aware, Hurricanes Florence and Michael came through our county in September, and due to these hurricanes, there are many downed trees on our watershed lateral travelways. And our annual mowing contract is with Hiram Zimmerman, and due to the downed trees, I would like to request an extension of his mowing contract so that we can get the trees removed.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we approve to extend Hiram Lawn Care's mowing contract on Limestone and Muddy Creek until May 31st, 2019. Is that correct, Ms. Clerk?
Yes.
Due to the extensive debris from both hurricanes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
My third item is on November 30th, we held a site showing on these travelways and watershed laterals to see the extent of the damage, and we had a low bid in the amount of $10,000 by Jared Tindall, and I would like to request that you award the low bid for the removal of the trees to Jared Tindall.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we award the tree and debris removal contract on Limestone and Muddy Creek laterals in the amount of $10,000 to Jared Tindall of Kenansville. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Except we have Ms. Savory, our attorney.
Good evening.
Good evening.
On November 15th, I held a tax sale. One of the properties that we tried to sell was listed as the County of Duplin versus Heirs of Law of Wade Herring. It's parcel number 091848. The county was the high bidder at that tax sale, and the 10 days has lapsed since in the upset bid period, and nobody has upset it. We've been approached by an individual named Wilmer Miguel Martinez Mejia who wants to take the bid. 105-376 letter subsection A allows for the county to assign its bid prior to the consummation of sale. He's already put down the 5% and is willing to pay the full amount of the opening bid. I'm asking that this board approve the or adopt the resolution that's part of your packet and authorize me to assign the bid.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt the resolution to have this board sign the assignment of bid pursuant to NCGS 105-376A to Wilmer Miguel Martinez Mejia. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Before you, you have two resolutions setting the meeting times, dates, and locations for the Board of Commissioners in 2019. Resolution A, if adopted, would set all of the meetings here at the administrative building at 6 p.m. on the first and third Monday, with the exception of the two June meetings, which would both be held at the Lois Britt Agricultural Building, if you so desire. I've also given you another option, Resolution B, which sets all of the meeting times on the first and third Monday of each month at 6 p.m., with the exception of the first meeting in June only. That's the way it was done last year. In years previously, both meetings in June were held at the Lois Britt Ag Building. I did not know what the pleasure of the board was, so I gave you both options.
The reason that we only held one was due to the attendance of the first one, correct?
Yes, sir, Commissioner Edwards.
So, I move that we take option B.
Second that motion.
It's been moved and properly seconded we adopt resolution B and have this board sign the same setting of 2019 meeting times, dates, and locations of this board's commissioner meetings. Any discussion?
Discussion? Oh, yes. I hate to say this, but I don't see the difference in the amount of people that come. And I feel like it should go back to the morning. because we service our citizens by changing to later on. And what do we have? You know, and I'm only saying it, it's, you know, for my own self, because I have a business, you know, two of them, so,
yes, ma'am.
And I'm out working early in the morning, and I thought after we would change over, the people were crying out. We hear their cry. Mm-hmm. And what have they done in to receive what we've done for them?
I think that what Corinthian is saying is when we're talking about the budget meetings in June, we haven't had a ton of people come out in favor or in opposition to our proposed budget, which in my opinion is a great thing. So it might be best if we put that second meeting in back here where we normally meet, correct?
Yes, sir, Ms. Thompson.
Any other discussion?
I'll second it. I'm a team player, you know.
For the record, Ms. Latson just stirred that one, so we got some support right now. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I do have one more item that I would like to get some guidance from the board on. Dr. Abasahan has requested that there be a joint meeting of the Board of County Commissioners and the Duplin County Board of Education to discuss the 2019-2020 budget preparations. I recommend to you that the joint meeting be held on March the 5th at 7:30 a.m. at the Lewis Britt Agricultural Office Building. You will meet on March the 4th, a Monday. And the meeting will be held the next morning at 7:30 a.m. If that is not convenient with any of the board members, I will gladly entertain a change to that.
So our commissioners meeting is the 4th, so you're saying you're suggesting the 5th the next morning?
Yes. But there again, any date that's fine with the Board of Commissioners, I will certainly convey that to Dr. Abasahan, and he can ask his board what their pleasure is.
So you don't need, what says the board? Anyone want to be heard on that?
If no member of the board has an objection, I don't think you need to take a formal vote. I will just go back to Dr. Abasahan and said that date is okay with this board, right, and let him see what his board has to
Does
say.
Anybody have a problem with that?
I do not at this point.
I don't.
You said March.
Yes, right? Sir.
March 5th.
Yes, sir. 7:30 a.m.
The school year begins in June, right?
It ends in June. It'll begin in August.
Say that again.
The school year will end in June. It'll begin in August. Yes, ma'am. But they're wanting to meet to discuss the budget appropriation for the upcoming fiscal year.
Okay.
Which will begin July 1, of course.
Okay, and I have to make a request for some structural changes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
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 So I think we're in consensus for March the 5th.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
But we'll get a reminder, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Sarah.
Thank you.
All right. Is that all we have, Mr. Brinson, as far as your announcements?
It is, Mr. Chairman. We just need a closed session for economic development. Pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A4.
Motion to go in closed session.
I make a motion that we go out of open session to closed session.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we do the same. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
In open session, do we have any more business?
Yeah, I would like to make a motion that lot 3, the 5.16 acres, I believe is what it's listed as, that we allow James Brunt Community College to have that property to develop educational programs, and you get a program developed there within 24 months,
or it converts back to the county.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved.
Let me make an addendum to that, that it will be, the dates will begin January 7th, 2019. It will be 2 years from our next, our first meeting of 2019. So 24 months from January 7th, 2019.
I'll second that. I'm in agreement with that.
All right. It's been moved and properly seconded that the county deed to James Front Community College, Lot 3. Of the West Park facility located off Penny Branch Road in Warsaw. Owner before January 7th, 2019. And the deed shall include a reverter clause that it must be for educational purposes and it must be developed and in effect by 24 months from the day that the deed is executed. Any discussion?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Is it permissible to say thank you?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. All right, do we have any other business?
Move to adjourn until January the 7th.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we adjourn until January 7th, 2019. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Everyone have a...